We're back.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. I'm your co-host, Bombs. And I'm joined by a stinky, sleepy Charles
Sweaty
Workley.
Charles. Yeah.
Yeah, he stinks. I gotta
wash
him.
Of course
he stinks. He needs a bath and a haircut.
You should give him a buzz cut.
I don't know where my rascal cat is. And you are...
Wild Cherry Pepsi.
The birthday boy.
Yep, apparently.
It's Michael's birthday.
Yeah, it is. Today.
It's Michael's birthday.
Yep.
Oh, just Charles likes me singing.
The slew of, texts and phone calls. And
I don't like... Oh, God. I keep
hitting
it.
You need to stop. Yeah.
I gotta... It's not really a birthday text unless you send 25 GIFs in a row. Just saying.
Yeah.
Does anyone else do that, Michael?
No.
Anyone else do that, Michael?
Nobody else. Is annoying as you.
Michael,
no one else.
What's new?
What's new?
With poo.
Ooh. Nothing, Bonnie. It's a same
what's
old.
What's new with you, birthday boy? How do you feel? Old?
No, not really. I mean, just see, that's the secret is what you do is you just ignore your birthday and, you know, not in like a dumb way, but you just don't, if you don't really think about it, you don't really
You never
think about
age.
It. Right. Exactly.
Good job.
So, you know.
Michael's still a wee lad.
Yep. And then in other news.
With crunchy socks.
As you recall from a phone call on Friday.
I don't.
She doesn't because Bonnie's the worst person to fucking call when you need something.
You're the one that did it. No one told
so
you
went,
to, Michael.
Went to, you know.
As I believe you have other friends
apparently
here,
in the last episode.
Apparently you have a ton of friends. I don't know why you called me asking me.
Yeah, you know why? It's because who is, remember for your birthday present I gave you? I stayed here for 5 days watching your animals.
Oh, you're trying to pay me back?
Yeah, that's so now you...
I didn't do it to punish you.
No, I'm not. This is a punishment? Helping somebody out?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, when I go to the dentist to get my, I thought, you know, as I said last week, one wisdom tooth I was under the impression was coming out. And then the other one I was going to talk to him about removing at some point. And the first thing when I got there, they're like, we need to do a different x-rays.
Actually. We have you signed up for a lobotomy.
Yes, please. And so, like, they were like, I guess the picture of my wisdom teeth wasn't complete when that my dentist sent over. And so they did this,
the
like.
What the heck does that mean?
Because I guess the nature in which they do the x-rays, it basically just covers your regular mouth and it doesn't go deep into where.
Not your
wisdom
other
teeth. Yeah.
Set of teeth in your other body part.
Exactly. And so they did this like weird like like circular scan of like where the x-ray thing just like goes around and does your whole like jaw and
well, that's
face.
Fancy where I go they do like you have to put the plate
yeah you have to
in,
hold that thing
in,
and it just shoves your tongue and whatever. So like they did it and then the doctor came in and of course both of my wisdom teeth are like my teeth, they all look, you know, it's just like regular teeth looking fine.
They said, hell no, we won't go.
Yeah, and then and just like bright, fucking shiny white, just like two, just wisdom teeth pointed, because it's a panoramic, the way it lays out. So it's just like a wide of your mouth, and it just, two of them are pointing right in like you know, little book,
arrows,
bookmarks,
bookends.
And I was like, the doctor comes in, he goes, I hate seeing that. It's not good. Do you know why it's not good? And I was like, well, considering one, they're in my mouth and I feel them and I'm looking at this photo, I can kind of guess what's not good about it. And then he goes on to explain that like they came in, obviously they're sideways and they're pushing on these other teeth. But what happened was because they're the nature in which they came in, he's like, there's these little dark circles under the wisdom teeth.
Hold on one sec. It's tooth talk with Michael. Tooth talk.
You're done. I don't know. You think you're so funny. So it's really gross because.
We're going to talk about teeth.
He goes.
All kinds of teeth. Your top ones and your bottom ones.
Only wisdom teeth. Okay. She always goes, what's new with you? And then I'm just telling you about this stuff. And then she's going to edit it all out. And then just whatever. Anyways.
You never listen anyways. What does it matter?
He goes, yeah. He goes, that dark spot under your wisdom tooth is supposed to be bone. The bone wasn't able to like grow, it like receded because the tooth was sitting there like pushing on it.
Oh.
And he goes, so that dark pocket there, I was like, uh-huh. He's like, it's goo. And what? I was like,
you have goo in your mouth? I was like,
what?
What, is, and he's what like, exactly it's just like do a, you mean by goo?
It's just like, he just explained it as a goo. And he goes, so what we're going to do is we're going to have to cut your teeth out. Then all that goo, we have to scrape all that goo out.
Scrape it? Yeah. So it's like
it's
hard?
Like, it's like
plaque?
Like a, yeah, it's like a gel goo. And then, I was like,
do you get to keep it?
Yeah, I was like, can I
keep it in a jar so I can smell barf, it every day? Like
barf it. And so he goes, but if you'll notice, because there's no bone there, and we scrape out this goo, and there's no tooth, that back tooth, we need to fill, like, we need to put something there so that tooth doesn't fall out. So he's like, we're going to, it's this new procedure where they take your blood, and then they, like, synthesize it into this new thing. So they're using your own, like, genetic material. And they're going to shove that as into those holes. As
opposed to dogs and cats?
Right, instead of like...
I believe I asked for the dog genetic material in my
where they do
tooth goo hole.
Cadaver goo? Or have you ever...
What?
Did they do like cadaver stuff? My older sister, she had to get some sort of...
Well, bone.
No, she had to get...
Blood?
She had to get... No, yeah, like bone.
Skin?
Yes.
But not like blood.
She has cadaver gums in her mouth.
Yeah, I've heard of that. But gross. Like blood from a dead
person? It wouldn't be. No, I think the old way would be like just taking something from a cadaver and like fixing it into yours. And it would just like, this is basically to ensure that it stays there. It's like this new process. I guess one of my sisters also had it done on her ankle where they were like,
it's got a dead body on her ankle.
No, Michael? It's the blood thing. And so they re-inject it in there after they do this synthesizing process because it helps heal those parts of your body. And they're like, it's actually better than trying to go in and do certain surgeries on these things. So he was like, this hopefully will basically encourage like bone to regrow there and hold that tooth in place.
It's good. Get that out.
So he does all that. And then he goes, well, I guess the next question is, you want to be awake or asleep? And I was like,
I want to be awake.
I was like, you know, honestly,
I want to hear you scrape the goo out of my mouth.
I was thinking, for the whole time, I was thinking to myself, I was like, I guess I could be awake for this. And then the moment he goes, this goo, we're going to scrape it out. I was like, you better knock me the fuck out.
Michael's like, I want to see it, feel it, taste it.
Because I'd be laying there and you'd hear like crunch, crunch, crunch. And then all of a sudden you just hear. And you just slowly watch vomit like a backed up fucking drain. You just slowly watch vomit eke its way up my mouth and projectile into his face. That's exactly what would happen if I had to listen, because obviously it resonates through your head, so all you hear inside your head is like whatever they're doing. So I'm not gonna sit there and listen to you scrape weird fucking bone goo. Fuck that.
Ew.
But then the last thing he said was like, okay, so there's this nerve that you can see your wisdom teeth are butting up against on your jaw. It's like the nerve that they numb when they do like
sciatica.
I wish. And he goes, like when if they were to do any like bottom work on your teeth, like a filling a cavity or something, he's like, this is the nerve that they would numb. And I go, okay. And he goes, well, your wisdom teeth are kind of, because they're sitting sideways like that, they're kind of on it. And I was like, and he goes, I'm going to pull them out. I could, in turn, bruise these nerves.
Uh-huh.
And I go,
what's the worst that could happen? You're paralyzed?
The front of...
You have no control over your bottom jaw?
I wish. No, it's he's saying that I would lose the feeling in the bottom of my lip.
Who needs it?
Outside of the bottom lip. And then the whole front of... Basically, my whole like chin. Under the lip, so
when you're shaving, you're hacking.
Yeah, just like all that under the chin would go. He's like, it will kind of be numb when you wake up and you're like kind of recovering that first day. Mm. He's like, but if this happens, then it'll be bruised and then you'll lose feeling there forever. And I was like,
it's bruised and you lose.
He's like, don't worry, you're not gonna be like drooling. You're like, you'll be able to control everything. He's like, you just won't feel it. And I thought he was going to like offer a, you know, like one of those, like, but if you like pay and get this other procedure, we can avoid that. And he goes, there's nothing I can do to stop this. And I was like, oh, he's like, just, you need to know that there's a risk that like your bottom lip and under could be numb for the rest of your life. What are my other
options? When are you using your bottom lip,
Michael? What are my other options, doc? And he's like, well, you got to get your teeth out. And I was like, so it sounds
guess we're getting them out.
Yeah, I guess. Either
old Michael Numlip.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna walk around and be like, blah, 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 blah. So that's the story of my life. 2 days after my 41st birthday.
41,
and now You know,
I'm close to my brother's
age. I'm officially closer to 50 than 30.
No.
Yes.
Well, so I wasn't wrong by posting that.
Yep. Only 9 more years. So anyways,
it's that's the final countdown.
That's where I'm at with this. I'm just got one more day of
more tooth talk with Michael.
One more day. Maybe next week you're all you're gonna hear is
great. Well, I guess I could do it without you.
A loner, a solo episode. I'm sure that's what everybody
talking
wants.
Talking to myself.
Everyone wants to hear.
I mean, no one wants to hear us anyway.
I know, it's true. So, all right, what's new with you, Bonnie? That's what I was looking for. Bonnie, apparently, I sent her a text which wasn't received well. It was my friend who pointed out the spelling error on the. I said the
circled in red a spelling error.
Instead of doing, it says dong.
I'm talking right now.
I know. And then
Michael circled in.
Let me tell you what I did. Let me tell my side.
Spit it out, Michael.
Tell your side. Right. Mute you. And so a friend of mine pointed out, I thought it was funny because Bonnie had been talking about going on all these dates and how she actually liked this. She liked this guy. And so all I said was,
Michael.
You had a set. Yeah, you did. You alluded to that it was going good.
Yeah.
Because he took the initiative and whatever it was.
Yeah, most men don't.
All I said was, looks like your dates are going well because you got something on the mind. And it was, I circled dong. So she wrote dong instead of doing. And then she goes, back off.
I said, give me a break. I'm busy.
So Bonnie's allowed to sit here for 2 hours and rip on my toilet. But if I make one fucking joke about a date.
I was slammed yesterday, it wasn't the day.
And a slight
spelling was there,
which was actually a funny joke.
That
I was able to pull it back.
So much shit yesterday.
She yells at me.
I had a headache, too. I don't know.
Did your face hurt? Did your face hurt, Bonnie?
I'm talking. So I get a message from Michael with a circled spelling error. And you know what I thought? You know what, Michael? If you want to write the copy for these episodes, you go right ahead. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing from no one because guess who's doing it all?
It was a joke.
This goil right here. And I certainly haven't been thinking about, I don't even know the last time I thought about a dong.
Well, it was a joke, Bonnie. And apparently.
Anyways, I was too busy to get it, apparently. So
yeah.
I didn't appreciate it, Michael.
Well,
but you know what? You can write the copy.
You can look back at it.
You can write it, Michael, and send it to
look
me.
Look back and
you'll probably write something better than what I do.
Yeah, because I'm going to get ChatGPT to do it.
Okay.
ChatGPT writes all my work emails now.
Get ChatGPT to edit the
podcast. I literally write an email like a fucking fifth grader. I'm like, the last night they were looking for this thing. They couldn't find this thing. And then I put it in ChatGPT and I go, hey, you make this sound like it's a 41-year-old man. And then they do.
Interesting.
Anyways, Bonnie, how's your date go? Your second date?
Like, something I need to get off my chest here. I just want to make a statement.
About how much she hates men. Here it comes.
I was listening, obviously I have to listen to the podcast when I edit it, and I do shit on men a lot. But
yeah, you do.
I'm not a man hater.
What?
I'm really not. It's just like the bad men that I hate, and there's a lot of them. So that's that.
Okay.
That's all I want to say about that. And maybe I do make too many jokes about your dirty bathroom. So I'll try to cool it on that, Michael. But it is very dirty. And anyway, so I went on a second date. And we went to go see The First Omen.
Ah, a movie date.
At the Vista Theater.
Ooh, that's a cool theater.
Oh, my God.
It's Quentin redid it, right?
Yeah, he did. And it's so freaking cool. It's his second theater. He totally refurbished it. It is insane inside. I should have taken a picture, but I was just kind of like blown away by like how cool it looked. Because
have you been there before, though?
No.
Oh.
No, because I mean, I moved here the end of 2018, so I would have had to go in 2019. I don't even think I knew about it then, and then COVID happened. Yeah, and it was shut.
I've been there before. It was always very elaborate in there.
The faces on mm-hmm. the ceiling,
yeah.
And the way they're lit, were they always lit like purple and
it was
red?
It was always, I don't remember what the color scheme was, but I remember the
it
first time
crazy.
I went there. Apparently,
and
there that's
was,
how
like whispering. It was like,
that's was apparently,
like, this is spooky.
How movie theaters were like back in the day, because that was like one of the first ones out here, was the Vista.
Really?
And like the Chinese theater, where it's like, it's just this one grand thing. Oh, that makes sense why
it's like all those hand and foot things. Right,
and so like that was like the big thing, and you go to just the, like, it nowadays it's just so like corporate, where they try to shove like 80 theaters in the thing, where
the space in between the aisles,
right? It's just like,
remind me of that episode of Seinfeld where they're like, this lane is so spacious.
Yeah, so that's how they used to be like back in the day. And
it's crazy
because
you couldn't even like put your foot on the back of someone's chair.
When I first moved out here, I went there. I don't remember what movie I saw, but I remember walking in and I was like, oh my god. And they're like, yeah, this is just like,
it's incredible.
Like there's so much craftsmanship and just like the decoration. Like it was kind of like an old playhouse, because that's kind of what, oh, I guess, yeah, if you think about it, you know, like very ornate.
So cool. And you know, because it's Quentin's theater, he always plays like old
trailers and stuff. Yeah.
So he had like he had a trailer for Devil's Advocate.
Oh, the Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then some like old, you know, like the concession things that I like too.
That's cool.
But it was so cool. Like, I can't wait to go back and see another movie. But the movie was good. It like really kind of, it came full circle. It explained how it ties into the Omen at the end.
Yeah. No, my buddy told me about it. He saw it. And he was like, yeah, he said that.
Do you like it?
Yeah. He was saying at the end.
What did he say about childbirth?
No, he didn't. Oh, yeah. He told me about that too.
And I was like, not prepared for at all.
No, you mentioned it's not a spoiler. It was just like at the very end, he was just relaying like the theater experience.
Oh.
Where
the whole place was like vibrating with the noise.
No, but the people next to him, like, you know, at the end of the movie, they're like, don't you want to know what the child's name is?
Yeah.
What is? And they're like, no, I don't. And he's like, it's Damien. And he said the people next to him were like, oh my God. And you're like,
have you never seen the Omen?
Like, you didn't.
That's the whole.
Like, it's not thing. Really. It's not like a big shock, folks. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah. So, it was. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. It was a good movie. It was really long.
Started decent. Yeah.
All right. On that note.
Yep.
Let's get into it. We're gonna continue the Dong series.
Yep. The Dong series.
Oh, it went away.
We're gonna watch The Grudge.
The Grudge. We're gonna compare the remake with the original. Michael has
not. We're gonna start. I've never seen either of them, so we're gonna watch the American version first.
With Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, who had the biggest crush on when I was in high school. Oh my God!
All right, take it easy.
That was like my biggest crush in high school.
Michael's pick. It's PG-13, Michael. Don't open that.
It's toasty.
I asked you if you want that fan on. Don't open that.
Why?
Because it's gonna. I don't want the sound going off. Okay. Get yourself all worked up.
It's so hot. Start. It's because I'm sitting on these like. It's your summer couch. It's your summer couch. My kneecaps. There's this new thing now where like my knees sweat right here.
Do you want that other fan?
I don't even know why. It's not gonna matter. Anyways, we're looking at a keyhole. There's a ghost house pictures.
Drink your water.
I'm almost done with it.
Go get some more.
No. When someone dies in the grip of a powerful rage, a curse is born. Oh, well, I guess when I die, there's going to be a curse born, because I know
there's
that
already
I'm
a curse
die.
When you're alive.
I'm going to die when there's a definite rage.
Those who encounter it will be consumed by its fury. The synopsis of this movie. An American nurse living and working in Tokyo is exposed to a mysterious supernatural curse. Oh, so
they went straight up like... Wait, are you reading the Sarah Michelle Gellar one?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're straight up saying that she's going to be... So it's still Japanese. I know. I'm just Bill Pullman. Yeah. Nice. Oh.
I saw him once at Trader Joe's
in Hollywood. Because he lives right up the street there.
Lives up the street, you said.
Yeah. I went to a Christmas party that he hosted.
He's very handsome and tall.
Yeah. I feel like he's got a real good, subtle, very green screened.
Peter's not looking so hot.
What?
Peter just sued himself off the balcony.
You brought Bill Pullman. Mangled.
Your legs aren't supposed to go that way. Let's see. An American nurse living and working in Tokyo is exposed to a mysterious supernatural curse, one that locks a person in a powerful rage before claiming their life and spreading to another victim. And Bill Pullman is deep.
They got Bill Pullman just to jump off a balcony. I'm assuming he'll show up in other. Oh, Sam Raimi did this, so this should actually be pretty good. Maybe. I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know if he. No, he didn't direct it. It's a Japanese guy.
It's got 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb. Trying to do stuff here.
So good.
You're making noise.
I was pronouncing the director's name, but thanks for being racist.
It's
not noise, Bonnie, when I'm saying a Japanese word.
What? Shut up! God. I'm trying to find the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh, man. Early 2000s fucking, like, digital shit. It was just like...
It was the time.
Looking back at it, you know, knowing what we know, you know, knowing what we've seen now, it just looks so, like, computer-generated and bad.
The weird thing is, I didn't know they remade it in 2020.
How did I miss either. That? Yeah, I didn't notice that either.
Well, I guess that happened during the pandy.
Maybe, yeah, that's why it failed. Or came out during it.
Yeah, I don't know what it got on Rotten.
Bill
Pullman is a babe. There was a freaking fire next to our office today. Is that Sarah Michelle Gellar? No, Michael. Are you kidding me?
She could be. She's a Japanese.
There's a fire at a construction site across from our office.
What did you do?
One of the attorneys that sits, his office is in front of my desk. He's like, he was on the phone with a client, and he's just like, whoa, there's a fire over there. His door was shut, but all the offices are glass. So you can hear with their door shut, you can still hear literally everything they're saying. So I like got up and I walked to someone's office and looked out the window, and there was like this freaking blazing fire happening. I don't know what was on fire, but they put it out pretty quick. This woman has been in...
She's in a ton of stuff.
She's good
at... And she always plays like a crazy person.
Yeah, she knows.
She got that crazy eyes. She always has that crazy eyes.
So this came out in 2004.
Yeah, I was going to say 2004, not 14.
And it stars Sarah Michelle Gellar, Jason Baer, holy babe.
Of course.
Some guy. Oh,
it's the same.
Know.
It's the same director that did this one and the other one.
That woman is Grace Zabriskie. She plays Emma.
Oh no! Yeah, the old lady.
Bill Pullman. Look at that picture. Hubba hubba.
Did you ever watch The Sinner?
Heck yeah, he was hot. It was really good. He played a sexual deviant.
Kind of.
Deviant. He liked to get his balls smashed.
Bonnie was like, and then all of a sudden she's like, "We're dong this. We're dong. I want dongs."
My God. I like how you're saying friend pointed that out.
Pullman dongs. Bill Pullman dongs.
Circled it in red.
Bill Pullman dong.
Stupid. The director is Takashi Shimizu.
No, Bonnie is pronounced Takashi.
Pretty sure it's not.
If I find a video sure. of him saying his name like that, I'm gonna send it to you.
Wow, this movie is featured in Siskel and Ebert, the worst films of 2004.
Really?
So
what's
brutal.
Crazy is because it's the same director.
As the Japanese
I believe
movie?
So. I think that's what this, no. when it said based on the this movie written by and directed by the same guy. I feel
the
like this
Japanese
was,
version came out in 2002.
This seems like a style that was like the early 2000s. I guess they might still be doing it where it's like...
It is whoever directed by the same guy.
Whoever the hot young star is at the time, like a TV star or something, like trying to make their break into movies, like does a like a
She's
crazy
going
horror
into the
movie.
Attic.
Full of creepy spider webs. This is before cell phones were popular, so she has a lighter. Oh no, it's going to be a jump scare.
Jump scare. Holy spider webs.
I already don't like it. I already don't like it. No, I don't. I don't like it at all. Leave me alone. It was scary.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God. Look at Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I wonder if it was, like they say, it was like one of the worst movies because a Japanese director didn't know how to like translate that movie into like something for an American audience. Like they're a good, it's a good movie in Japan. But when you try to make it, you know, floppy haired Americans do it, it's just not the same. All these scary Japanese movies. I don't know that I would ever, I don't think I would ever want to visit Japan.
What?
I never want to visit. Yup it!
Are you serious? You're not serious.
They scare me.
There's so much cool shit there.
I know.
Also, they got that freaking haunted forest where everyone sues themselves.
I know. Jake Paul, or no, Aaron Paul.
Jake Paul.
You're one of those.
Jake Paul filmed dead body Michael hanging from a tree. I know, yeah.
Now he's a famous boxer. And he was making
jokes about it. And look at him now. Successful guy. I don't really care about boxing and stuff, but I'm kind of curious. Or it's
Logan Paul that was the one that did the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Jake Paul's Logan the one. Paul. Yeah, he's Logan Paul did it. Jake Paul's the one that's going to fight Mike Tyson. Boxing or wrestling?
Boxing. I heard there's a bunch of crazy rules about it, but I hope Mike Tyson kicks the shit out of him. He should, too, because Mike Tyson...
I think he's already talking shit like he's going to rip... He said something like he's going to tear his ass up.
Yeah, Mike Tyson... When you watch him train, even at like 50-something years old, you look at him and you go, holy mother of God. I don't think I would ever want to get punched in the face by Mike Tyson.
Heck no.
Her name's Karen. This nerd.
Little did she know that name would be a curse. Goofs. They have goofs under trivia. At around 10 minutes in, at the cemetery, Karen tells her boyfriend that burning incense is a Buddhist ritual and that the smoke carries their prayers to the spirits of the departed. Buddhism doesn't acknowledge everlasting spirits. It is actually a Shinto ritual.
How did he get that wrong?
You didn't hear, well, he just directed it, right? The guy?
He wrote it and directed it.
Maybe
it just didn't translate?
I think he just directed it. Oh, wait, he did write it with Steven Susco. Oops, someone made a boo-boo.
Oh, so she's got to go now watch that house where that lady was.
Where the lady got taken into the attic by the scary goyle.
Creepy kid. Why is she wearing a scarf like that? She's wearing a turtleneck and then a scarf around the turtleneck.
She's cold, Michael.
It doesn't help.
All right, so
Sarah Michelle Gellar's walking around Tokyo, just speaking Japanese. She's like, "Arigato sumaitigatai."
I found the review they did of the movie.
These Japanese people are like shuffling away. Hey, look at those bell bottom pants that she got. They're all like shuffling away, like she is cursed, like they know something. But maybe that's the whole thing. Is like, you know, typically blonde women do really well over there. Blonde Americans, they like that.
Anyways, like I was saying, I found the review.
Oh, from Siskel and Ebert?
Yeah.
Well, just keep in mind, Ebert's fucking dead. And Siskel. They're both fucking dead now.
They're both dead?
Yeah.
I thought one was still alive.
No, I think Siskel died before Ebert. And then Ebert died maybe a handful of years ago. He had that throat cancer or mouth cancer. They took his jaw.
I remember that. So he says, the Grudge has a great opening scene, I'll grant you that. Bill Pullman wakes up next to his wife, greets the day from the balcony of the bedroom, and then, well, I, for one, was gobsmacked. I'm not sure how the scene fits into the rest of the movie, but then I'm not sure how most of the scenes fit into the movie. Oh,
great.
Ew.
Great. Well, hopefully the Japanese version's better.
I do, however, understand the underlying premise. There is a haunted house, and everybody who enters it will have unspeakable things happen to them. We love it.
And also, what's better than putting America's hottest teen star in it? Because we all know she's a babe.
He basically lost patience with the movie.
Plus, patience is only an hour and a half. It's literally an hour and a half, including credits.
The fragmented time structure is a nuisance, not a style. The house is not particularly creepy from an architectural point of view. And if it didn't have a crawl space under the eaves, the ghosts would have to jump out from behind sofas.
Great.
All right. Well, that's not sounds even like scary. He's being a little too practical about it.
I know. You know, there's nothing more annoying than when people like sometimes like forget that it's
Shit. She found the woman.
It's a movie. Oh, she pee-peed in her bed.
She pee-peed in her bed, and yet there's none on her nightgown. What the heck?
Didn't you know you could do that? You don't know how to do that?
If you're laying in a pee stain, isn't it going to end up on your clothes?
Well, it was also dried. That means it's been there a long time.
Does she have a goiter on her neck? Looks like she has a goiter.
The fuck is a goiter?
You know, like a big lump.
Goiter?
Goiter.
They're called goiters.
That's what I said. She gave her a goddamn sponge bath. Ew. It's a lot of trash in that house. If that interesting, it's all on the stairs and that woman can't walk around. Makes you think, huh, Michael?
What are you talking about?
Are you thinking,
oh,
Michael?
No.
Oh, is that a scratching?
Hello? All those fucking vibrators on her vanity.
Shut up.
She fucking... Uh-oh. It's gonna be a little mouse. What the fuck?
Look at that, Michael. Something's taped up. Something's trying to get out from the other side of that.
Oh, it's a cat.
Is it, Michael?
I don't know, but I'm not gonna look.
Michael, would you take the tape off of that
No!
wall? Even if you heard a VV cry?
Because that doesn't even sound like a cat.
Cats make noises like that. It sounds like
a little kid making a cat noise.
Cats can sometimes sound like that.
But I guess also that's the whole point of this, is that this woman is like demented, so maybe she locked a cat into a closet.
She just ripped all the tape off. She's looking for the cat. Jesus.
She barely had any
reaction to that thing.
Same here, because we all knew it was a cat.
Someone's holding the cat.
Who's holding
the black cat?
The cat.
A creepy little kid taped behind a wall. Oh my god.
What?
They're really good at with the creepy kids in these movies. The freaking terrifying. Is that her boyfriend she was calling?
I guess so.
She's got a flip phone.
I don't understand why. She works for a care center.
And maybe, like, it was her boss that she called.
Maybe.
I missed
it. I don't remember what her boyfriend's name was. I thought it was Alex.
Remember when she used to be on a soap opera? Remember when she was on Swan's Crossing? Do you remember that show?
Sarah Michelle Gellar? No.
Oh my God, I just remembered that show.
I only knew her from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and then Cruel Intentions.
Swan's Crossing, an American drama season, only had one season. It was from 1992, and it had all the coolest people in it.
Bill Pullman.
Is that his diary?
Diary, no. It's just the picture of him in there. Oh, maybe that was like her.
It had Sarah Michelle Gellar, Brittany Daniel, Mira Sorvino.
Oh, wow.
Remember them?
Yes.
Some old dudes no one cares about.
Clearly.
Alessandro Tanaka. Evan Ferrante. You never watched... You had to have seen this.
I've never even heard of it.
What?
A little before my time, Bonnie.
Get out of here. She was 15 when she did that show. Only one season. According to Sarah Michelle Gellar, Swan's Crossing was canceled.
The cat.
She found a picture.
Uh-oh, mom's face is
ripped off. It was canceled because of monetary problems. The producers tried marketing dolls for the series while it was still on.
Okay. That child is terrifying. Stop with that.
Oh, wow. The show was filmed in Queens. Wow. I need to watch. See if I can watch that. I remember watching that and thinking it was so cool.
God damn, that kid is creepy.
1992. What grade was I in? I graduated in 96.
I was only 9 years old.
Graduated in 96.
Yeah.
96 minus 92 is 4. Freshman? Freshman or 8th grade?
Right at 8th grade-ish. My sister graduated in 96 as well. She had the luxury of, because it was 96 in Atlanta.
Ask your sister if she remembers that show.
I doubt it.
Ask her.
Okay, fine. At some point,
do it right now.
No, because she's asleep.
What?
She graduated in a Olympic venue Yeah, because it was in 1996, and we had the Olympics that year, and so she got to graduate in the Omni.
I don't know what that means.
It's where all the basketball games took place, the Olympic basketball games, and it went from being like you could only invite like 3 family members to everyone had unlimited amounts of tickets they could invite people to because it was a literal basketball venue. She's freaking out.
Uh-oh.
Dude, this is fucking creepy as shit.
Crazy white lady.
Oh, there's something. Look at the. Do you see the thing up in the corner?
What thing, Michael?
Oh my God.
You seeing things, Michael?
I see what that lady sees. Oh my fucking.
That's a lot of hair. Whoa. And a face.
The eyes rolled down in the creepiest way.
That would have been better if it wouldn't have rolled down, just stayed white.
Well, yeah, because that's what made what's it called really good. Was the what's it called?
Oh, so they're going back in time?
Yeah, that makes sense.
They didn't preface it though, right?
No, they just you assume that that's what it is.
So they're going back in time to when they looked at the house.
The movie we watched last week when the kid was like faceless.
Yeah. That was really spooky.
That was, look at all these people. Holy shit. Is that Jessica Chastain? Before she was like super popular? This guy too is like, I feel like he's been in a bunch of stuff, but he just like.
That girl, what's her name?
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
Clea DuVall. She's been in a ton of
She's in Veep, like in the end of the seasons. No, it's not Jessica Chastain. She just has Jessica Chastain's profile.
She was in Girl Interrupted. That's what I remember her from.
Yep. She also plays kind of like the crazy girls because she has that crazy
and
look.
And the mean girls.
Look at this. Old lady is already just like a little cat just staring at the ceiling.
No, that's Katie Strickland.
Yeah, and that's what I said, that it's not Jessica Chastain.
But you didn't know who it was?
No.
The little kid? Uh-oh. Yuya Ozeki. Her mom sees dead people.
Could you imagine, like, looking at a house and, like, now she's just, like, staring at the ceiling?
Like
and she
animals
won't,
do?
Yeah, she won't stop. What's with this fucking black water shit?
Black water in the bathtub.
Sorry to God, that fucking little kid jumps up.
Oh, he's got to put his arm in there. He's like, I don't get paid enough for this kind of shit.
Nope, it's a Japanese movie. They don't say that kind of stuff. They just go, hey!
Michael, take it easy.
Something's gonna pop up. I just know it.
There's the kid.
God damn.
Another kid in the bathtub. Ooh, and hair. They really like the kids in the bathtub.
They really like the idea of like the Japanese. The thing that clearly scares them the most is dead kids
in bathtubs. It was so nice today. I decided to skip the gym and I had lunch outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're skipping the gym, huh?
Just today. Because it was so nice.
I didn't even skip the gym today.
I saw people had a picnic blanket out on the lawn. Because we have like a ton of chairs and like beanbag chairs and like hammock chairs and stuff. But I thought, it would probably be a good idea to like bring a picnic blanket and just lay in the grass. Also, if I decide I want to skip the gym, I usually don't. I usually always go.
Who puts their coffee maker on their kitchen table?
That's weird.
Very weird. If I ever moved to Japan for any reason and I got a weird vibe from moving in somewhere, I'd move out immediately.
Oh, Michael, I think we've established that you already don't pick up on vibes.
Well, no, I do now.
Splitsies.
Bonnie, I'm a 41-year-old man now. I know things.
Okay, what do you know, Michael?
Well, actually, I don't know because I'm about to get whatever wisdom I had left ripped out of my mouth.
You mean your goo pockets?
Yeah. Yeah, so also to quickly finish that while these two are having a boring conversation, they went to go schedule the appointment, and they go, well, we're not scheduling until like basically middle end of May. And I was like, man, I don't want to wait that fucking long. And I was like, you don't have anything sooner? And she goes, actually, we have one appointment next Friday. And I was like, what time? And she told me 9 a.m. And I said, hold on.
9 a.m.? That's when I'm at work.
I said,
I hope you have a ride lined up. I said,
let me make a real quick phone call and see if I can get somebody to do that. I called Bonnie and she is on an absolute fucking fourth cup of coffee.
That's how I always am.
Like she's amped. Bonnie is like revved to 1,000. She's like, oh, Domino's pizza. And I was like, yeah, Bonnie, hey. She's like, Domino's pizza, you want some sausage? She has to go through her whole routine.
Michael is frantic. No. Bonnie, I got
to
tell you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not trying to fucking let them hold on. Like, they're sitting there waiting for me to just give them a very simple fucking answer. Like,
why are you outside? What are you doing right now, Michael? She's
like, what are you doing? What do you want? Oh, well, look who it is. Well, and I was like, Bonnie, listen, hush. And then she's like, bop, bop, bop. And I was like, Bonnie, shut the fuck up. And then she just won't. It took 10 minutes and I walked back in and they're like, okay. I was like, I'll take it. And I was like, just so you know, just trying to get the answer out of my friend was like pulling fucking teeth. And they're like, oh.
You said that?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, just so you know, the person that's picking me up is mentally ill and will need an escort.
I know. So.
Whoa, did she pee or is that?
No, it's just she dropped her ramen. But little kid feet. That's creepy.
Some wet footprints going into the other room.
Oh, my God. So this chick is about to... She's about to get got.
So the little kid is causing trouble. So I guess the kid died in the bathtub and he's haunting?
I think that's maybe what Mr. Ebert was discussing about how, like, there's...
Oh, black cat.
Uneasy. They don't really explain a whole lot. There's a lot of confusion.
She's going up stairs. Is he eating something?
Oh my God.
Hands just reached to pick up.
They're like
the cat.
Weird, like bluish, whitish.
Gray.
I guess hands, Michael. Yeah, it's gray. If you take blue and white, it makes gray.
Gray hands, Michael. Oh, wow. The California judge dismissed one of the Are We Dating the Same Guy lawsuits.
I don't know what that means.
You didn't hear that story?
No.
I think I told you this, but you probably
disconnected myself from the news.
Weren't paying attention.
Disconnecting myself from the news?
I mean, this was on TikTok. I don't watch the news.
Well, I also don't watch TikToks. Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, you do, because they send them to you, man.
Yeah, you send me weird fucking hot dogs getting eaten on a fucking burrito. And they're like clay, weird, fucking angry hot dogs. I don't know what the fuck they are half the time.
I haven't even had any edibles this week. Those are silver TikToks. I know I told you the story. Like, there's this Facebook group. They have them in pretty much every city across the U.S. Are We Dating the Same Guy? And girls will post pictures and be like, is this anyone's man's? Because we're about to go on a date or whatever. Or people, if people have been like assaulted by a guy or that they went on a date with, they'll like warn women. And so someone posted this guy and he got all butthurt about it. So he decided to bring a lawsuit against all the women that were telling factual things of what he did. Like It wasn't like defamation because it was the truth. And the judge dismissed one of his lawsuits. Apparently, like, he had a lot of bad run-ins with women and was pretty terrible. So just outed himself as being a bad guy.
God.
She choking?
No, she's like grudged out.
She's staring at the ceiling? Look where she's looking.
Oh, is this like are they going to try and call this like a sleep paralysis? Uh-oh.
Hair's going to come out of her mouth.
Uh-oh. Nope. Oh, it's a cat. Nope. Oh, fuck. I can't look at that. That's fucking creepy as shit. Holy fucking shit. Holy.
It's a little gray kid.
What?
He's got a black mouth, Michael. He's running around the room, Michael.
I don't.
Michael's not even that bad.
What? Is she fucking dead?
Whoa. Did she die?
Now this guy's gonna die. This guy's gonna die. Something's gonna happen to this guy. This is gonna happen. He's gonna pull him through the. Don't lean up against that door. Oh God, I don't like it. Nope, it's gonna. I don't like it. He's gonna see it now. Oh God. Oh God.
Two people are dead.
And the mama is just there.
So that all happened in the house. Now we're back in present day. Was that her boyfriend?
I wonder if, it, like, are they alluding? No, it's the nerd from work.
Her boss.
I wonder if they're alluding to, like, because now the kid isn't gray. Now.
But he's dead. No, he's. Oh.
That maybe he's, like, gaining something from that.
Interesting. I didn't see anything about that in the trivia.
This guy seems like this guy's been in a bunch.
This guy?
She's dead. She sees it. Oh, that's okay. Weird. So it's already kind of like what they were saying with the fucking timeline thing. Like, I've already forgotten that she'd seen that weird number, that she saw that face, and then it cut to that flashback.
Oh yeah.
Their English is not so hot, these Asian guys.
This came out on October 22nd of 2004. I don't know what the budget was. $10 million.
What?
$10 million. Really? It grossed in the U.S. and Canada $110 million.
Holy shit! I remember the movie was like really like it seemed like it was worldwide, really popular.
It was $187 million. That's crazy.
Wait a second. So, are they assuming that the family has only died like 3 days apart from each other?
Oh, so they're recent. See the issue with the timeline.
Yeah, because he said that he's asking about the son of the mom.
Okay.
And they said that he didn't, like, his work is now saying that he didn't show up to work today.
Oh. So everyone just kind of died right before she came?
So then Yoko, the housekeeper, was missing since yesterday.
So rapid succession of people getting killed off.
Right, but they made it. It made it feel like that family moved in like a year ago or something.
Yeah,
and like the dishevelment of the house also looks like it's.
Yeah, like it's been sitting.
For right. A while. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's his sister.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Japanese people speak so fucking fast. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know the language, so it's like
obviously more.
Obviously, remember home phones, and you would hit that button, and it would say "call the phone" because it was a cordless phone, and it would be off somewhere. You remember that, Bonnie?
No.
Bonnie was too poor.
You're she older than me, Michael.
She didn't have phones. Bonnie used to have to go.
Before my time.
Bonnie used to have to go to the neighbor's house. There's only one neighbor that had a phone, and they'd always go over there and be like, "Well, my brother's going to be calling me later today, so just let you know." And then the brother called, like, "Hold on." And they put the phone down on the table, and then they walk a mile up the road, knock on Bonnie's door. "And your brother's on the phone. You better call." No, they're going to open the door. Great. One of these cops is going to see it, and he's going to die. Oh, no.
Zing, he says in Ebert's review. "As for Bill Pullman, the more I think about his opening scene, the more I think it represents his state of mind after he signed up for the movie. Flew all the way to Japan and read the screenplay." Ouch.
I mean, unless there's some sort of flashback with him or like tie-in, what a weird thing to put Bill Pullman in this movie and he's in it for 5 fucking seconds. Uh-oh.
Well,
they're going to see the dead Yoko appear.
But, okay, so if that...
What?
Whoa. They just found the husband and the wife in the attic.
Yes.
But I just... How do you make that the scene, that part of the movie connect with this? So is that like the malevolent force? And if so, then...
Right, yeah, is that what how like, did that generated from, the grudge? Was, oh, God, what is this?
Somebody's jaw.
Somebody's jaw got ripped off.
That's what you're going to look like on Friday
morning. Yeah, that's what I'm going to look like, yeah. That's what when you...
So I'm wondering, like, because they were in a separate... They weren't in this house when that happened. He jumped off this balcony of his place. So how do we get from there to this house? How that happened? Make it make sense, Michael.
Remember just like everybody had that fucking haircut in the early 2000s. Yeah, just that like
bring it back.
It's like that shaggy, but then it was like obviously like you're wearing like some sort of like beanie or a hat So you'd have like hat hair kind of. Like that was a look. Honestly, I think this movie made $100 million because that's the kind of pull that Sarah Michelle Gellar had. I don't think people left that movie and they're like, well, that was a great movie. I think it was just literally like, this was a day and age when like she was like the hottest thing on the entire fucking planet. And it was before like social media hoes, you know?
Yeah. Take it easy, Michael.
Instagram models.
Take it easy.
Social media influencers. So, you know, it's not like you got like, it's not like you were like flooded with like, just like hot chicks. It was like, you had to, you know, as a young person, you'd have to go out and search for your, you know, like girls would have teeny bop hunk magazines, you know, they'd have to search out. And I think this movie was one of those movies that just like, you have Sarah Michelle Gellar and that was the kind of pull she had. Uh-uh. How is this? How does this, like, this is what I don't understand.
How it gets to her.
Like, why is it following her? Like, is it?
Did she called the house, though. She called the house and left the voicemail. Maybe,
right, but like, so it travels through the phone lines? I swear to God, if I see that fucking kid, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I don't want to see that fucking kid anymore. I don't want to see that fucking kid's face anymore. I don't like it. If the Japanese version is scarier than this, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Then we're going to have to do this at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's in the background. We're going to do this at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Bonnie, we're going to have to do this on your lunch break. This kid is fucking terrifying and it's like creepy, dude.
It's not that scary, man.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
Oh, flip phone.
Oh, no. Oh,
her brother's calling. Her brother's dead.
Maybe it's this the cops calling from her. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, it's like belching. It's like a rasping belch. Okay.
Michael,
it's
going to come through the phone. It's going to come.
Something's going to happen.
She heard it, so she's gonna die.
I get this like weird, like I literally feel this like, I feel like it's here, Bonnie. You're it. You're it, Bonnie. If there's anybody that could dress up as this little kid and be you,
what are you talking about?
You could. You could dress
up gray skin.
You could no. You could paint yourself to look like this little kid because you're little, and I think that you could. Oh my God!
I need a bowl cut wig.
Yeah. A bowl cut wig.
Would that be cultural appropriation?
Oh, no.
Is that hair?
It's doing God. One of those weird walking things. Whatever the fuck it is, it's doing a weird walking thing and it needs to stop. Shit. Nope, I already don't like it. I don't.
Oh, it grabbed her lucky rabbit's foot.
Nope, don't. Oh, you fucking kidding me. It's a different thing. It's not even the kid. It's a different thing. It's that weird thing. I only saw part of it and it makes me want to fucking barf. I can't.
Yeah, okay, so why is there two? There's a boy, like there's a girl.
Maybe it's a family. I don't like that. That was like such a... And you know what? You know why it bothers me so much? Why it's because I feel like you can barely see them in the darkness. And that's how like it exists in my apartment at night. When you look and you're just like... Every time at that one night...
You better lock all your doors tonight.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I have this, you know, little like... hat rack thing where I have like my because I have you know a few cowboy hats and it's there and one night I don't know it was just the way that the light was hitting it and the way that things were and I was so disoriented I opened my eyes and however the light was hitting it like portrayed it in a certain way that it literally looked like it was like a face of something and I'm not even kidding you I screamed. So I woke up in the middle of the night. And I was like, I like just, you know, you're kind of groggy and I don't have my glasses on. So I already can't see that well. And I just saw something. And I thought it was a fucking person in my room. And I was like, wow. So much that this is when my roommate was living with me at the time. The next day I was like, did you, something's going to pop on the screen. I just know it. I was like, did you hear me at all in the middle of the night? And she's like, I don't think so. What happened? And I was like, did you hear me scream in the middle of the night? Oh my God! It's already.
Did she, Michael?
She doesn't sleep. She didn't sleep very much, but when she does sleep, she's out like
Michael.
A fucking rock.
Michael,
I don't like
what
this.
Is that, Michael?
I don't know. I'm not.
Michael, what is that?
Is it gonna come? Like, if it comes through the fucking TV, dude. What the fuck? How is it? It can just appear anywhere, but then now all of a sudden, magically, you're out on the fucking. It's gonna push her in front of a car or something.
Uh oh.
It's kind of got like some It Follows vibes to it, where it just kind of,
oh.
It's just there, right?
Yeah.
I keep checking like the reflections that this is going to be there somewhere. Is Japan the place that has like all their cabs or Mercedes? Where's that place?
I don't know.
There is some. Oh, maybe it's like Italy or something, or somewhere in Europe. Oh, it's gonna be in. It's gonna be in here. I can't.
Another elevator. They like the elevator, right?
They like dead kids, elevators, and just like, and they're always got to be wet. Like just this like wet look.
Oh.
Fuck.
Whoa! Is he naked? Yikes!
He's like, oh god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I don't know. I'm not even gonna look. I'm not even gonna look.
She should have been looking.
She should have been looking that whole time. You tell me you're not looking out that fucking glass window on an elevator. Oh, and then she'd take a little peek when she looks out. She comes out, and now she's all of a sudden like on her guard. She didn't think things are happening. That little kid. He was like, he's like naked, but he's also like
gray.
Like genitalless.
It was like, it was like an alien body.
Yeah, like a little like Barbie doll or something. Like
they put your name on the thing.
Yeah, I know. We know. We saw that from the last one. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember? Then a little girl, she came back and she's like, my mom's here. He's going to touch her. You're going to jump out. You're going to see that face. She's going to die. Why does this apartment also look like from the 1980s?
Don't answer the phone.
She knows it's real because the thing actually is missing. Fuck, dude.
Just let the machine pick it up.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Oh.
Nope, it's not him.
Matthew. Oh.
Oh, nope. What number are
you again? 1601.
She's dead. She fucking, that's it.
That was fast.
Because these little spirits don't know that, like, real life takes time. She's going to fucking die. I don't want. Oh, God.
Girl, now's the time to get back inside your place. Hang up that phone.
It's in. It's too late. It's already in.
This is going to be Michael tonight. Yeah,
it is. So here's the thing. If you just go in and just don't. What if you just don't look? What if you don't look? Just don't look. Whatever it is, don't look. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you can't see it, then isn't that how it works? If you can, I don't want to. Oh my God, it's crawling under the bed. It's calling up. Oh, whoa. Oh, I don't like it. Oh,
God. Michael, just think about that when you're under the covers today.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
When you're pulling up the covers.
Dude, I told you the one ghost story that I have where it's the fucking.
Oh, she's wearing a Juicy Couture sweater.
When I was on this like haunted ranch in Nevada, and yeah, and like it was, dude, like
you were on a haunted
ranch. Yeah, it was like this old classmate, and they had like 10,000 acres, and it was right next to this like old, they call it the Buckeye House, and they're like, yeah, it is haunted. Like there's like they have this groundskeeper that would like put toys in there because he saw like a kid ghost playing with it.
You never told me this.
Yes, and then like you stayed there. The house we were staying at was like right across the field from it. Like it was really close. It was like maybe 100 yards, right? The house that we're staying in, and it was so like one of those it was like 30 degrees outside, but like it just got so hot in the house that I just cracked the window a little bit, and I didn't want to. And I'm laying in the bed. I'm not even kidding you. I felt something jump on the bed, and I could feel the blankets going around my leg. Like so, if somebody's like walking up in like 1 foot on either side of my leg, so I could feel the blanket getting tight around just my legs, and I froze.
How loud was your scream?
No, Michael? I didn't scream because there's two friends that were staying in another room, and I was trying to be cool and not fucking lose my shit because I was so scared, Bonnie. I didn't even want to look. Like I said, I literally shut my eyes and I pulled the blanket over my head. I was like, I know it's not I was like, it's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It can't be real because like my door was closed. You know, I would have seen it. I would have heard it open, and then from that point on, it was back when we had iPods. I took the iPod and I literally whatever albums I had, I played like my whole fucking iPod, beginning to end, full blast, ears, all night, and I just curled up and I just shut my eyes so tight.
And it didn't keep crawling on your bed.
I basically shook my feet and then I curled into a fetal position and then That was the last.
And then it spooned you.
And then my heart was just like all night. I think I probably hyperventilated and just passed out. I was so fucking scared.
Did you tell them about it?
Yes.
And then what?
I've been telling everybody about it for the past like 20 years. It was the scariest thing of my entire life.
Oh, the sister is missing.
Surprise, surprise.
She disappeared into the bed.
So they couldn't find the sister, but they're saying that the door was locked from the inside. She had a chain that was drawn. I wonder if these cops are going to... Okay, so...
They discovered something in the attic 3 years ago. What was it?
Right, so that family that got all
also,
killed.
Also, she's in the hospital a lot for a long time for just
and also,
seeing
this
something
guy,
dramatic.
This guy said that he's like, thanks for moving here for me.
For his architectural whatever.
Oh, he's in school for it. Okay, I was like, he's a fucking waiter? You mean to tell me she like... He's like, move to Japan with me. It's my dream to become a Japanese waiter.
Is that really her? I didn't
want to be alone. This guy kind of looks like someone, too. I'm trying to figure out who he looks like.
He's very stiff. Not in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. She's seeing the face.
Could you hear that? Like, it sounds like a frog. It's a weird rest. Yeah, exactly.
Mike's going like to get a phone call.
Nope. Bonnie, you know that I'm like anything coming from you, I'm not going to listen to it because it's either going to be this laugh or it's going to be that noise.
Michael, you have to answer a phone call. What if it's an emergency?
I'm pretty amped up right now. I'm going to have to go home and take a bunch of sleeping pills.
That's what you do every night.
I know. It's probably not good. Like melatonin, they're like, melatonin is not addictive. And I'm like, no, really? Because I take it every night. Every night. And the thought of going to bed without taking it scares me so much. Sounds like I'm addicted. Oh, you see some Sarah Michelle Gellar. Sarah Michelle Gellar in the shower scene. Oh,
lathering up.
This is the one scene from the movie, from the trailer. There's no bubbles. It's going to be
Michael's
like a weird...
Michael's going to be afraid to take
I don't like it. That was like the crazy... The trailer scene. I remember that.
What would you do if you felt a hand on the back of your
head? I would lose my fucking mind. But the best thing is, like, I wouldn't be washing my hair because... the kid was sitting in the corner.
Too soon,
and now
Michael.
It's not.
Too soon.
This guy's about to die now.
Her boss?
He sees the kid. No. What? Why do you... Oh, my God.
She's what?
This, what is this? I don't like it at all. Whatever's about to happen, I don't like it.
Her sweater's all ripped up. Oh, it's Yoko.
She's not going to have a jaw. She's not going to have a jaw. Her jaw's...
Whoa.
Her jaw's going to be missing. Don't touch it, dude. Don't touch it, dude.
It's
dude,
blood.
Don't touch it. Why would you touch that? Ugh. We're going to see. It's going to be gross. It's going to be fucking gross. There's no way she's alive.
She's a zombie.
No, she's going to scream. She's going to like bite him or something. Jesus, this little kid like really rips her up. No jaw, right? No jaw? I can't look. No jaw. That kid's going to be there.
Ew. You're right. No jaw. Just a big old slippy slappy tongue.
Just a big old wet... Warm, sloppy tongue.
Some old school computer.
It's like that's from like
search.
Was it like some GeoCities stuff?
Oh, that was a typo. They spelled the images wrong.
It's translated, so it's not.
Oh, she just found out about the house.
Oh God! You want to talk about like fucking mom and dad looking?
Did it say
like,
murder suicide?
Yeah.
Oh look.
Oh, so
American professor thrown off building.
So it's kind of one of those that's what they're saying is like this rage thing. So I'm guessing that's like that's how it ties in.
Peter Kirk was home,
20 years older than his wife.
Oh, so whatever it is just hops around and murder suies.
I guess they may like see that like he like somehow they encountered each other or something at some point. He
is watching the security cam footage on an actual videotape.
It looks like a little kid in a security guard's outfit. It does. Did you see that? How he was walking?
Yeah, I think that's the point.
It's like two kids stacked on top of each other wearing a security guard's outfit.
Did that thing actually record the little... Oh, God, she's in the front already. I don't like it. No. Oh, he's watching it the way that it... Oh, God, I can't fucking stand this. I can't. God, I don't like it. Like, why does it walk like that? Why does it get all... Like, why... Why are Japanese people so fucking weird? I don't like it. I'm not looking.
Michael, look. She's going to look at the camera.
No, I'm not going to... My eyes are closed. I'm not going to look. No, she's there. That's it. Buddy, he's dead now. He's dead. He just signed his death warrant now. Nope.
Uh-oh.
What happened? What? Just tell me.
And there she is.
Oh, God. These creepy fucking eyes. What?
There's a word. Remember the Japanese word for the crazy eyes?
Oh, my God. When you
show the whites of the eyes.
Oh, my God. I don't like that at all. Oh, God.
Senpaku. That's what they call it. We talked about that in another episode.
Wait, senpaku?
Senpaku.
San or sen?
San. Senpaku.
Oh, okay. Because I know like sen...
It's when they show like all the whites of the eyes. Senpu
is like when they tell you to... Like when you like kill yourself for stuff.
Senpaku eyes are associated with tragedy and violence. Individuals with yin senpaku have sclera visible beneath their iris and are supposedly more likely to develop an illness or die a tragic death.
Great.
Those with yang senpaku or sclera that's visible above the iris are thought to be more violent towards others. I was wondering if I could ask. Ooh. Questions about what? The more you know, Michael. This is really awkward. Oh, she's going to the widow's house.
Mm-hmm. She's a chain smoker.
Well, that's a wild outfit.
Bill Pullman was only 51 in that. He's looking pretty good for 51.
Hell yeah.
Oh, see, that's what she's looking for. She's looking for that connection with that family.
Oh, he was a professor, so maybe...
Yeah. Here it is.
Family was... There's a creepy girl in the background of the pictures. They're like
following him around. So he took on the rage from her. First of all, why are they taking like 10,000 photos at this fucking zoo?
Let them live. Wow, she's literally in every photo. Stalker! Oh my God, Michael, did you hear about that crazy story of the kids that were found on the freeway?
No.
I saw something. Something came up on Citizen. I got a notification that they were wanting information as to like how... 8-month-old baby and a 9-year-old were found on the freeway. An 8-month-old baby was killed and the 9-year-old was like seriously injured just on the side of the fucking freeway. And then cut to
what freeway?
405, I think.
Oh shit.
And so I didn't see anything else pop up about it, and then today it came up, was it on Twitter or something? It was a LA Times article, was on Twitter.
Real quick, I think this is like his ex or something.
Really?
Maybe.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
He has a letter? He's dropping
off? Yeah. No, these are all letters from this person. So this is the house.
Someone obsessed with him.
He's at the house.
Stalker, clearly. Yeah. She's following him. So the LA Times article came out that this woman murder-suied. She like killed her live-in boyfriend. She stabbed him to death and then drove with her kids on. She was on the freeway. She left their place in Woodland Hills, was coming down south on the 405, told her kids to get out of the car, and the kid was scared. And so she pushed the kid out of the car with the baby. The kid was holding the baby, pushed them out of the car, kept going. Got off the freeway, crashed 100 miles an hour into a tree and killed herself. The 9-year-old is supposedly still alive.
Oh my God.
But her mom's dead. Her dad's dead.
Her boyfriend's dead. Her
baby's
dead.
Baby sister, brother, whatever is dead.
Jesus.
Insane. Insane story. Apparently that woman that did it, she's like a Reiki healer. like does tarot, aura readings, all this kind of stuff. But apparently she thought like the end of the world was coming with that solar eclipse.
Oh my God.
And so she was posting all this stuff about how the world was ending.
It's crazy how like just all throughout time, solar eclipses have just like
brought that out in people,
hit that nerve with certain people, and they're just fucking
end of day doomsayers, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, she was posting some wild shit up until,
that's crazy.
Like I saw her Twitter, like the 5th was the last time she was posting about it, and this just happened the other day. So fucking gnarly. Oh, so he went to that stalker's house, and that's her son.
Yes,
and he's all cut up. Damn, he's fucked up.
But he's alive.
He's all banged up.
So I can only assume
his mom is unstable, allegedly.
Well, they make it sound like it was like whatever happened was like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah, so maybe this happened 3 years before until he finally sued himself and then everything else.
I don't know. I hope they explain it.
Oh, that's the picture of the family.
Because clearly it happened a while ago because the cat in the picture was a kitten and now it's a cat.
Vivi meows like that at night. She's been doing that at night. So loud. Whoa. He's got two different colored eyes.
So the kid's already dead.
Oh.
So that's how he gets possessed.
Got it.
I guess so. This is the thing that's they're just not explaining the.
I mean, this isn't that bad. They did.
Well, kind of. Well, no, but like, just like, I guess it's just like, by not explaining it, they just kind of say these things just kind of follow you around. Like they did in the beginning with the cards.
Yeah, he's right about the timeline being wonky, but I mean,
but like,
we're figuring it out.
Right. I guess maybe that's what it is. Like they just, I guess, you know, the Japanese people have a little bit more respect for the audience's intelligence. He's gonna.
A woman who was murdered in that house 3 years ago knew this man. He committed suicide the morning after she died.
Oh.
But they don't really fully explain why, like, Bill Pullman knows this lady.
Yeah.
Like, he had letters from her, so we can assume that she was, like, a stalker or.
Maybe she was a student that was stalking him.
Yeah, because she's, you know, like, you see the letters and then you see that she's in all those photos. So then you also gotta wonder, like, I guess the kid inherited it from the murdering of the mom, like the mom murder suicide, and then the kid took on that whole rage and has become that. But then also, then the mom's clearly cruising around. She was the one that we saw in the stairwell.
The mom and the kid are,
I guess,
tag teaming everyone.
He's a mama's boy.
Why the mom and the kid and not the husband,
though? Right, yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Or is he going to pop up later?
Because maybe, like, men are scary enough. We don't need ghost ones coming back.
They really are, Michael.
Look at these goofy guys. Look at these goofy guys. It's a couple of fellas having a drink. Look at these goofy guys.
Uh-oh.
But also, yeah, timeline-wise.
Now,
good call.
Oh, shit.
But timeline-wise, too, like,
he's got two canisters of gasoline, and he's going back to the house.
When did the...
Excuse me, sir. Is your investigation completely over, though?
Buddy, you don't even need to, like, just dump one over, and you don't... You don't need to go through the whole house, dude. Don't.
This is how it gets you.
Yep.
He hears a child crying.
Right. That's why, like, buddy, yeah. You literally just leave the gas cans there. I can assure you, sir, if you just dump over a gas can and let it drip and throw a match, it'll do the work. Oh, this guy's going to fucking die. The only guy that can actually help is dead.
Well, I mean, someone else could torch it.
No, I'm saying this guy, though, is like... He understands kind of what's going on.
Kids in the bathtub. Are they showing that she killed her kid that way?
Oh, I don't want to look.
Oh, shit.
No, it's gonna. He's going to open his eyes.
Kind of obsessed with kids drowning in the bathtub.
Creepy fucking eyes. And then the mom.
Oh, no, that's the husband.
Oh, the husband. So the husband killed the mom?
So they're all like... raging killing machines.
Oh yeah, so I guess we answered our own question.
Oh, her boyfriend's name was Doug this whole time. How do I not
Doug and Karen? I bet you it's because this Japanese director is like,
don't do it.
Names don't must sound really American. Really like Doug. I really like.
I'm not endorsing this behavior.
Karen.
You're scaring my dog.
My mother and father name.
She's got a voicemail. Don't answer it. Don't listen.
Karen.
Stop. You're having a fucking seizure. Don't listen to the voicemail.
No. They're going to try and get him to go. She's going to go back to that house.
Oh, Doug's pissed. Uh-oh. She's running in the road?
She literally ran out
Girl,
in front of a
car. Girl, I know there's a sidewalk.
Oh, no.
My boyfriend's going to die.
I want it.
He's got this dopey look on his face. I will say
this is like this is definitely one of those movies where like I'm kind of torn on like, is it going to end where they, you know, like to lead to The Grudge 2 where it's like they survive in a very like last second desperate attempt of something, but then like maybe they didn't, or are they just straight up going to die? Because clearly, The Grudge 2, we know how anything can happen.
Oh, shit, Michael.
I don't like it at all.
Michael. There's something behind him.
They put some extra glisten on her collarbones.
She worked up a lather, Michael.
I mean, she's running with, you know, in a traffic. Sweatshirt and a fucking puffy jacket and jeans. Nope.
It's not Doug.
You know it's not him. SMG. Burn it down. Uh-oh. Burn it down. Burn it down, bitch.
Was he talking to Michael? What is he saying? What? It's daylight now?
No, I think it's something that's it's playing tricks on her. She thinks that she sees him.
Oh, was he cheating on his wife with this goyle?
Yeah. Oh, no. So she's...
She's watching. What happened?
He killed her.
He was a cheater.
He killed the family.
Typical man.
I think, yeah, Bill Paul. Yeah, I was about to say, look at how tall he is. He's fucking about
he's
to bump his head.
He's a tall man. Look, his eyes aren't two different colors here.
Oh. Well, this is weird. Is this like a cyclical timeline thing? Where now she, like that kid sees her, but he can't. Definitely a lot of questions being asked here. I dig that little, I like the little thing around the window of the door. A little symbol.
Okay, she's an artist.
She's an artist. God damn.
Wait, so he said your mom's coming?
No, your mom's not coming. Is it going to be home late or not coming home? So she cut that face off.
Whoa, she cut her face out of all the photos.
Or someone cut the face out of all the photos. Maybe not her. Oh, and then he's going to see the photo of himself in there.
She's talking about him.
Yeah.
Peter. Oh. Peter.
And then the husband finds out and kills everyone.
Okay. It's a lot of Peter.
Yeah, like racist, drawing a bunch of round eyes. Is that supposed to be in blood?
Obsessed much? Oh, some sort of parallel universe.
Yeah, something else is going on here. It's weird. Uh-oh.
Does he see her?
I feel like he would have said something. I think he feels her presence.
Yikes. She pinned her face on... all her face is on a wall.
There's a lot of like blood on there too.
Blood.
You think she could have at least, I don't know. Like all the photos that she was in behind him that she kept, it was like her, okay. I don't want to look at this at all. Now we see flies.
Uh-oh.
But why would there be flies after like
a
day?
There's a dead body on the other side, Michael.
No, but she had died one day before he killed himself. Oh no, when they found her dead. So they found her dead body and then he killed himself.
Okay, so I guess the husband did all this. And there's a lot of flies.
But did they... I don't understand, though, like...
So the husband was pissed. and he cut out her face and all the things and then killed her, killed the kid and himself?
I guess. Or, oh, God.
There's a body, Michael. There's a bloody body.
But, like, so, no, what I don't understand is, like...
Oh, God.
Did he... But did he... So he didn't report this to the police then? Because then they would have known somehow that he was, it was connected.
Huh. Or, I wonder I guess why. Maybe, or if maybe, he didn't do anything maybe, wrong, why wouldn't he tell them?
Or I guess maybe they did know, because the cop maybe alluded to it a little bit. Oh, now he sees that the kid is gone. But, like, surely these cops would have found, like, his fingerprints all over the fucking place. Basically, she sees a time warp where she sees how it all plays out. I'm only going to assume because she's about to die? Oh, the kid.
Oh, it's the husband. He hung himself. After he read all her Peter talk in her diary. He's pissed. Oh, no, he drowned the cat.
So you mean the first thing that he does is drowns the cat.
He kills the cat and then he...
Oh, no, the kid.
Kills her. Oh, his body's really swinging.
Yeah, he must have took a really big jump. Then that means...
Okay, so then the cops just find them and the guy never alerts them that they died?
Right.
Oh, maybe because he didn't want to be accused of killing them.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out the... It says that the rage stays. So what it's saying is that you, so these bodies never, so that rage is all that's left of their
family thing.
So, right. Yeah. So that's why they're going around killing, because, uh-oh, now he's dead. Uh-oh. He saw it.
Uh-oh. Someone's coming down.
They're probably walking down this on their hands and knees. And they're probably walking in some weird fucking crunchy way.
Oh, she's trying to, like, get into his body.
No. Oh, she's, like, literally slithering down the stairs because she was wrapped in that bag. Mm. Shouldn't... See, like, look, they're doing some weird jittering shit. That weird jittery shit. And I fucking hate it. I see what's going to happen. She's trying to get his body.
Yeah.
She's trying to... Okay. I don't like this at all. I'm not going to look.
You just let her take
your boyfriend? Her eyes are all bloody. Don't close your eyes,
Doug.
She
was murdered. Whoa, look
okay.
At her mouth.
Okay. You're just gonna okay, go ahead. Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar, just watch it happen.
I mean, what did he really
wait a
bring
second,
to the
wait
table
a second.
Here? Oh, she just she claimed another one.
Nope. Sarah Michelle Gellar's gonna do something.
Oh, the little boy's scared.
Oh God.
Trying to get her to.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's really eerie.
I don't like that at all. I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm not even going to look.
Michael,
I don't want to look. I can't
you
look.
Have to watch the movie. Nope.
Just.
Everything's rattling.
Do something. Fucking do something. Just fucking do something. Where do the gas cans go? Oh, thank God he carries his trusty Zippo. Is she going to kill herself? Is he already dead?
She just knocked over the gas. You better take his body out before the house is imploding.
Yeah, what's happening here? Okay.
Oh, the woman stopped her.
God damn, that face is creepy as shit. Oh, so I guess she's gonna die too.
Or did she?
I don't like that fucking crunchy shit that they do. Who is it?
I think it's the boyfriend.
Is it the boyfriend? Is it the detective?
Is this dude dumb to do anything?
It's the detective. Yep, boyfriend. Oh no, she's. Oh. Loony bin. Oh.
We were able to save the house.
That's how she survived. Or that thing took her over. Why would you bring her in to look at this?
She wants to see his body, Michael.
She's like, yeah, let me take a look.
So she can give it a little.
Yeah, let me let me get a little slurpy action before. I heard his downstairs is extra crispy now.
Michael.
I always told him I'd love it better if it was a big black ding dong.
What does
but
his
now
face
it's
look
a,
like, Michael?
It's
what
a
is
burnt
his face?
Old.
Michael, what is his
face? Why would you just leave with the charred body? Oh my God, it's going to come to life and it's going to do something. It's going to come to life. It's going to do something. It's going to come to life. I don't like it. Look at the way the sheet is doing something. That sheet is sitting in a certain way. It's going to be that creepy face. I don't want to look at it.
She's just touching it.
I don't want to look at it. I knew it.
He moved.
I told you.
He moved. Uh-oh.
Yep. Gray kid.
The woman is underneath the sheet.
No. Nope. Oh. She's seeing things. Now she's like officially gone nutso. It's right behind her. It's right behind her. Don't. I didn't look. Because I don't want to see that shit. You don't know that's it? Okay.
Michael's too damn scared to watch the movie.
I can't. I looked away way too many times. I didn't want to see your fucking face. That face is fucking scary. I'm going to see it when I close my eyes tonight. Yes. I'm going to be scared tonight.
I want proof. Can you set up a camera in your room?
Absolutely. Absolutely fucking not.
So I can monitor your night terrors.
No way. I don't understand. Like, so I would say, yeah. Like the biggest issue. Good. The biggest
better
issue
than I remember.
It's the biggest issue is
it's the just jumpy timeline.
It's, yeah, the timeline.
It's really not that bad.
It's not as confusing. It just definitely takes a lot of like, what the fuck was that?
I shut the windows.
My heart is like pounding right now because I'm not even kidding, everybody. Fucking.
I thought I shut the window.
No, the windows are shut, but I'm not leaving your apartment.
That was like perfect timing.
I'm going to barf right now. There's a noise that just came from somewhere, and it literally felt like it was right over my shoulder. Just like the end of the movie.
But it sounded like it was in here.
Yeah, it sounded like there was something coming. It was like somebody like down in that thing over there or like in this room, and it just went like that raspy. It went, and I just about Michael, fucking.
It's in my house.
Dude,
out of my fucking smudge stick.
I'm going to die.
I got Palo Santo, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like there's some timeline.
He's gonna be driving in his car. And he's
I'm not looking forward to any of this shit.
Lean off the road because he's gonna hear something in his car. Better check your back seat.
Yeah, I'm gonna. There's timeline. Oh, I don't even want to look in those fucking mirrors. There's some like timeline shit for sure that like needed some work. I feel like there's like I like the broadness because you can kind of like take from it what you want. It's just Charles over there.
It got me freaking out. Yeah.
You know, like you can kind of like make it from it your, you know, what, like how you piece it together however you want, because at the end of the day it's still just like scary shit. But I don't know why like Roger Ebert was ripping on it so hard. Like
I mean that's his shtick though.
Yeah,
he was always kind of like ripping everything.
I mean, it was definitely scary. I mean, like they showed it a lot, and it's just like just that creepy, like that ratchety look, you know, they did that for a while. Like, I think from what I remember, The Ring, you know, when they move, like, it's that very, like, jolty, like, and then, like, her neck was all, like, crunchy and, like, just, like, her eyes were just, like, wide open and just, like her eyeballs were bleeding, you know, like, tears and stuff. And it's just, like, and that noise, it's just, like, when you put all that together, it's just, like, the imagery is just so, like,
unnerving.
Because it's one of those, like, it just kind of is there, which is, like, exactly, like, on my way home. It's what I'd expect to see in my rearview mirror. You know,
do you want Charles to spend the night with you?
What's he gonna do?
Protect you.
Charles ain't gonna do shit. He'll probably attack me. That thing will be crawling up my leg, and Charles will be biting me.
You
don't
think Charles would protect you?
I don't think Charles likes me as much as you think.
Yeah, he does.
I think is well. I mean, if you're not there, then we're best friends. But the moment Mom's around, Charles is like, fuck you. I'd say I'll give it a 3. Only, and I'm gonna deduct the 1 because of the. I'm going to say
for it's the timeline.
The timeline stuff was too. He wants something. The timeline stuff. It was just a little too. It was a little too all over the place. I feel like they're trying to get a little too cutesy with it. So I say 3.
I say 4.
Of course.
Because, I mean, it still holds up. It's still great. I like the storyline. The timeline. Yeah, it was jumpy, but I don't feel like it was that much of a distraction.
No, it was a little confused. I mean, I think that.
I mean, I think
because it takes you out of it for a second because you're just like, what's happening?
But then when she starts getting into like watching everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Either way, it was good. Yeah, I liked it.
But,
it's worth a watch.
Again, I wonder.
OG is going to be like.
But if it's the same guy, maybe it's going to be exactly the same.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I mean, I feel like it had to have done really well in Japan for us to do the remake. That's always why we do the remakes, because it's like a...
Oh, is it?
I feel like it, right? We don't just remake everything just to remake it. I think that there's like
I don't know. Have you seen some of these remakes?
Well, like back then, like they weren't just remaking these Japanese horror movies just because. I think that it's because they had a lot of success over there. So I don't know if it would be the exact same. Well, like, we saw the subtle differences with, you know, Dark Water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, like the Japanese version was a lot...
Our version was soft.
Yeah. With it, which is why I'm really fucking scared to see this other one.
Michael, you better buy yourself some sage.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to go.
Do you want a stuffed animal to sleep with?
I'm going
to
take extra fucking sleep drugs tonight. I'm not going to fucking move until the sun comes up.
Michael, you're so ridiculous that you wouldn't even watch it.
No, I wouldn't. I couldn't. I was done seeing that fucking face. I don't want the last thing I see before we stop watching this is that dumb fucking face. I can't.
Well, you did. You didn't see your face on the table?
I did this.
All right. So, on that note.
All right. Till next week.
Michael's going to have night terrors. So yep. We'll be back next week with the Japanese version. All right.
Bye. He knows.